Welcome to the Great Awakening Ministry. I am Minister and Yogini Joanne Lee. And on this week's show, back again, we have Marcia Techno. Marcia is a Master of Science in Biology speaker, author, spiritual teacher, clairvoyant, counselor, medium, healer, Reiki master, and somatic experience practitioner, working with Peter Levine's Somatic Experience Method. For the past 23 years, Marcia has worked with a blend of scientific and spiritual understandings of life. Her new book, Your Soul, Your Life, A Guide to Healing and Self-Healing, will guide you through the process of transformation and healing, enabling you to have better access to yourself, your resources, and your spiritual strengths and qualities. In this show, part two, Marcia takes us on a beautiful guided meditation to have soul contact and to contact our team of loved ones, angels, spirit guides, and our ancestors all around us. Sia, thank you again for being on this Great Awakening Ministry show, and thank you for giving us part two, which is this beautiful guided meditation.
Oh, thank you very much. And I have been looking so much forward to guiding this healing meditation with you and the listeners. I deeply feel that healing meditation is a way where we can make self-healing, spiritual growth, personal growth in a very good connected way with the spirit world. So I'm really looking forward to this episode and to being here again.
Lovely, lovely. And in this part two, we're just going to recap a little bit. So in part one, we talked about, you know, contact, what is the soul, and contact with the soul, and how we can easily connect to our soul and spirit guides and the spiritual world and its many dimensions, and that it is safe and easy for us all to do this. So can you just tell us a little bit, you know, about the soul and connecting with our spirit guides and our angels and our spiritual team that are our ancestors, that are our past over loved ones? Just give us a little bit.
Super. So what I normally talk about, as I also talked about in the first part, is that we have this everlasting contact with our soul, and the soul has this contact with the divine, because the soul is divine and is always in this deep connectedness with the divine. So when you are in contact with your soul, then you have this really easy contact with the divine, and divine in that contact, all the other levels of spirit world is connected to. So when you have this contact with your soul, you have this really easy contact to angels, guide, and the loved ones. Of course, you also have to focus on your sensory system that can connect with the feelings, the emotions, the surroundings, and sensing the presence of consciousness and beings around you. So that's actually what the most difficult part is. That's to really allow yourself to use your sensory system in contact with the spiritual world and the divine. And that's a training, but that training is something that our ancestors have been doing for so many years. So this preparation is actually to relax. I'm going to guide you into a relaxed state where your sensory system is, you know, feeling good, sensing very good presence of the divine, and sensing your soul. And then we will start to have a contact with your guardian angel. Even though you cannot see it, just use your sensory system to sense the presence of a lovely being that knows you much better than you know yourself. Your guardian angel is one that you have some kind of contract. It will help you to find your soul, live according to your soul, and help you to live your life. So I normally use the guardian angel to help you in a meditation like this, because it's somehow there's an instant feeling of safety and belonging and connectedness with your guardian angel. And then we will go up and somehow be guided in contact with the divine. And when your soul is being one with the divine, everything will open up even more. And when your sensory system is open up and you have this contact with your soul, then we start to connect with the other levels of the spirit world. And I will do it in that way that your team of angel will come down and be placed around you, so they will help you to be here present in your present life. And I will do the same with the guardian team, that they will be around you, helping you in your present life and also the loved ones. So everything here is not to be away from the physical world, but rather to have the help from the spirit world to be yourself even more in this present life, in your everyday life. And that's the guided meditation. It's going to be like that. It's a healing meditation that will strengthen your contact with your soul, your spirit world contact, and a lot of healing to help you to be you even better.
The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Kiss me quick. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Because I just wanted to say that, you know, we are always connected.
Yes, we are
always connected, because our soul, you know, is in control of everything. And it's our soul that is the divine part of us, that is a part. And basically, we come from the oneness, because I believe as a yogini that the soul is always in the spiritual realms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
It's always there. It's always a part of the oneness of God, goddess.
Yes, it is.
Part of the spiritual world, you know, whatever you want to call it, part of source, whatever you call that. But then a part of us, through the, as the baby is born, is projected, that soul, that part is projected into the physical. Yeah. So we always have the big part of our soul is with God all the time. But then that projected part of us comes in to learn, you know, about the duality, to learn about separation, to learn about the masculine and the feminine and the good and the bad and the up and the down and all parts of this duality. So that's why we have to bring it back in to balance. And that balance is that connection.
Yes, it is. It really is, and the balance and the connectedness, it's like you have this contact within yourself to the divine, the goddess and the God all the time. It's there. So this part of being separated is more like an imaginal state that we think we are, but we are always connected, always connected. And a healing meditation like this will help you to really, you know, own that knowing that you are loved and always connected with the divine, and divine is a part of you. As it's like your soul right, your birthright, your living right. It's there for everyone.
Yes. And when you come from that place of soul, you know, all of your, you know, thoughts, feelings, words and actions, they become more righteous. They become sacred. You know, they don't cause anymore. You become the master of your thoughts, feelings, words and actions, which is what we're here to be, the master, the soul master, instead of being led by the ego or outside influences. You become the master of your world, your life, which is so important, you know, to manifest the beauty.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's very, very, very correct. So, so what you can expect for a healing meditation like this is maybe that you feel the healing energy going through your body, or you feel the presence of spirit guides around you. You might also come in contact with old trauma that's been, you know, healed with a lot of caring and love. And in that process, of course, the trauma will release some maybe shivering or something in the body, because when we release trauma, the body will react, and that's normal. Some of you will also just fall into a deep, deep level of relaxation, sleep, but it's, for me, it's like a healing sleep. When you sleep, you heal really deep trauma, and you can get in contact with more of your inner peace. And when you're in contact with your inner peace, you're also in contact with your soul. So in that way, this healing meditation will also help you to retrieve soul contact that maybe have been locked away in trauma or hasn't been able to really be integrated within your everyday life because of trauma or old thoughts or stuff like that, that negative thinking. So this healing meditation will help you to feel the team that helps you every day, and also help you to start using that team and using the healing powers that's within your soul and within the spirit world, and it's just for you. So that's actually what you can expect.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so perfectly, you know, safe and beautiful, and I can't wait. So take us through and prepare us.
I will.
Closing so, quiet.
Quiet. So just to do it short, it's like I will guide you relaxation within your body, your mind, and then I slowly will connect you with the healing energy and connect you with your soul. And I will guide this contact. It's more like a training. You can use it yourself, or you can listen to the healing meditation again. And then when this contact with the guardian angel is established, then we will start to visit the different kinds of dimensions, and they will come and help you in your everyday life and get you the healing and the informations or insights that you will have doing the meditation. And then I slowly will wake you up and help you ground and connect to a more awake state within yourself, because it will be a deep relaxation, a deep meditation where you go into another kind of contact with yourself. Like your soul is more like a being than a mental state of activity. So I will try to help you connect with yourself and your surroundings again in a more awake state, and then the healing meditation will be finished. So that's the way we'll go through the healing meditation. So now we'll just start.
Wonderful.
So please allow yourself to find a position where you can relax, where your body can relax. It could be that you are sitting in a chair or lying in a bed or on the floor. Just allow yourself to really notice that you're supported. Your back is supported. Your legs, your arms. The body can release even more tension because it actually notice the support from the chair or where you're lying down. Allow the gravity to help you to relax. And sense how your muscles within the face starts to relax. nervous system connected to the face relaxes. Your eyes relaxes. And slowly sense how the big back of your head start to relax. It's the little reptilian brain connected with your nervous system that starts to give in and give after. Just allow it to relax. And sense how this relaxation also helps to let go of tension connected to the jaw. It's a lot of relaxation connected to the neck, the throat, the shoulders. The shoulder blades starts to give in and give after. Just allow it. And allow that your upper arms relaxes, your elbows, underarms, wrists and hands. And enjoy this relaxation. And slowly, slowly, sense how there's a little more space within your chest. There's this relaxation around your heart. And sense how the heart just relaxes into this relaxation. And even more, a calm feeling of just being is starting to connect with the inside of your body. There's this calmness and relaxation around the kidneys and within the kidneys. Sense how it's easier to breathe, and the relaxation is starting also in the solar plexus. The vagus nerve starts to relax, and there's a better contact with the lower part of the body and the organs within the lower part of the body. Sense this relaxation and a calm, safe environment around your organs and within your organs. Your digestive system starts to relax and your hips relaxes. The leg starts to relax, the left leg, the right, your knees relaxes, your lower leg relaxes. Your ankles, the left foot and the right foot. And sense how your feet start to sense the surroundings. It's like the feet is opening up for sensing the presence of the healing energy that just slowly connects even more with the healing energy from the most loving, divine place in the universe. It's like you're connected with the pillar of light, a ray of light, full of love, full of caring and peacefulness, and you're surrounded by that. Sense how your back just lean into this healing power of peace. It's like your nervous system just notice this peaceful, caring dimension that surrounds you. And at last, and start to feel relaxed, safe. And sink into a level of inner peace within yourself. There's a lot of healing. It's like the surroundings in this dimension, in this pillar of light, helps you into a more peaceful state of being, into a deeper, deeper level of contact with your own inner light, your soul, your true being, your true divine being. Just sense how your light starts to be stronger within yourself, your inner peace starting to glow. It's like your soul is being even more present within yourself. You are your soul is you, like one. And sense how the whole body enjoy this contact of the healing power within your soul. It's like your gene remembers the contact that your soul have had with the genes within your lineage many times during the last thousands of years. It's like a natural contact. Soul, gene, cells, nervous system, and what? And sense how your soul's light is connected to the divine. It's like your light is a part of the big light, the oneness. Just be in this state of bliss and peacefulness. Full of life. And love. And slowly through the pillar of light, your guardian angel is coming. It's like a presence of a loved one is coming closer and closer to you. Maybe you sense the presence. Maybe you just sense that your system relaxes even more. Maybe you see a light or a color. Just allow the guardian angel to stand behind you and touch the ground. And sense how your guardian angel heals the ground that you are connected with. Helps you to even more allow your light and your soul to connect with your everyday life, Mother Earth, the living life of today. Just sense how your guardian angel helps you with that. And you are good connected to the divine under you, to your life. And slowly, your guardian angel and you somehow stretching yourself up in contact with the most clear light over your head. It's like your soul is connected to the divine. It's like your light is blending with the divine consciousness of God or Goddess. Just feel the love and the presence. You're loved. You're known. You're supported. And you're one. And just be in this state. And sense again how your guardian angel connects with you and help you into contact, maybe with the Virgin Maria or the Virgin Mary or Jesus. Just sense this presence of those two if it feels right for you. It could also be some other masters in this higher level of divine. You are connected with that love and support. Sense the help, the healing, and the support. And slowly connect again with your guardian angel and sense how you're going a little down in the level of the pillar of light. And there is a big opening into the angel dimension. It's like there's a lot of light. You're standing in front of this, and together with your guardian angel, you are entering the dimension of the angels. And just sense that there's a lot of love, a lot of high vibration of light, peacefulness, strength, love, unconditional love, peacefulness. And it's like you're standing on a plateau, looking at a lot of levels. Maybe you just sense the presence of the angels, but allow yourself to sense the presence of the team of angels that helps you in your everyday life. Maybe it's just like the feeling of a presence. Maybe you sense colors, or maybe you recognize some of the angels. Just allow the angels to stand around you and send your healing. Create this space where the angels can heal you, support you, and you receive the healing. Just receive the healing that you need right now from your team of angels. There's millions of angels. And these angels are your team. Just receive. And then slowly allow yourself to go back with your guardian angel and your angel team back into the pillar of light. And sense how your angels are surrounding you. And now you are in the level where you can enter the dimension with your guardian team, the spirit team that helps you as well. And there is this old, really lovely opening. It could be a door, it could be a port. Allow yourself to enter the dimension where your guide team is. This team of guides that helps you, have been helping you throughout your life. And it's like a nature surrounding, a landscape, You go into a little road, into a clearing of green. It could be a wood land, it could be a pastry, it could be what comes into your imagination right now. Peaceful place connected with nature. And allow yourself to sense the presence of your guide team. Again, it could be a way of sensing the presence of different kinds of consciousness of beings. It could be beings from the animal kingdom, it could be from the nature creatures or beings, it could be human beings. Just sense the presence of the ones that helps you and what they help you with. Again, sense the love, the wisdom that they contribute to within you and to you. Just sense the healing power of your team. Some helps you with your personal development, some helps you with your job, your life, and other parts of your life. Just receive the healing and the contact with your guardian team. And just be with that for a little while. And again, connected with your team and your connection with your team, sense how all of you is going back along the road to the pillar of light. Into the pillar of light, and you're connected with your guardian team. So when you enter the pillar of light again, sense your guardian team and your angel team. You're connected with both your guides and your angels right now, and you're lowering your vibration to be in contact with the loved ones and your ancestors. And again, sense how there's this opening into that dimension where they are connected and you are entering this dimension and sense the presence of the loved ones that greet you here. It could be close family, it could be friends, it could also be the animals that wait you in the spirit world. So it could also be your pets. Just sense the presence of the ones that loves you and helps you and supports you. Sense how they really have this big joy of seeing you. And the big joy of knowing that you now sense them and the relation between you are stronger than death. Love is the strongest power of all. Sense the love, the healing, and the support from the loved ones and your ancestors. Sense the power that's here, the power within them, the power within you, and this contact, a strength, light, and abilities. Love. Just be with that for a little while. And now, sense how you are connected with the loved ones, entering the pillar of light again, and now surrounded by your team of angels, your team of guides, and the loved ones. Sense how all of them are surrounded by the pillar of light, and all of them and the divine and the pillar of light surrounds you. It's like you are in the middle of all this help and support. There's room for you, so sense that they are standing in the area of you where you can sense the presence, but you can still sense yourself and you have room enough. There is lots of space. So they are standing in this distance to you that helps you to feel both free and supported at the same time. Sense how the angels touches the ground around you and helps to send healing to you, your life, your everyday life. Sense how your guide team touches the ground around you and send healing, advices, help, support. And also sense how the loved ones, their energy also touches the ground and helps to heal your ground, helps you to stand your ground, fulfill your destiny, and to unfold your soul, your life, creates a lot of possibilities for you and helps you to create the life that you love to be a part of, and also helps you to spread your light, your love, your wisdom, and what you're here to contribute to in the world. Just for a moment, allow yourself to feel that you are strong. You're connected with your life. You're connected with the divine under you, the healing energy that the spirit world supports you with, that heal the day before you touches the ground. Sense how your ground is healed and you are creating life, light, love, inspiration for others. Sense the strength you have within your soul and sense how the spirit world supports and supply you with all you need to be you, to be divine, and helps your soul, yourself, really to live a divine life, full of life energy, giving life energy to the world, hope, love. Sense that you have this capacity to be yourself today. And within that, there is this enormous, loving, powerful creature that's you, your soul. There's a lot of healing. Allow yourself slowly to think, give thanks for the healing and the support. Notice that you're starting to be more aware of the physical surroundings. You're connected with your inner peace, your power, your strength, your light, your love and wisdom. And also the power to create. The power to help others to gain contact with their light and their wisdom. And just slowly sense if there is a last message or help from the spirit world to you today. And know that you are fully supported, seen, recognized, loved. And slowly you sense that your light is connected with the light in Mother Earth. And your life energy is giving life to life. And life is giving life to you. A living life. And a living life is what you are and what you are a part of. Slowly starts to move your body. Sense the presence within yourself of your soul. You are radiating light from the center of you out in the world today. You're connected with yourself. strongly connected to yourself, your soul. When it's the right time for you, you start to open your eyes, move your body. Look around, notice the physical surroundings. Give your thanks to the spirit world and yourself. You're amazing. You're alive and divine. It's going to be a good day today. Welcome back.
Wow. Matsya, that was absolutely beautiful. Really went so deep, and the light was so encompassing, and my the third eye was fluttering, opening,
yeah,
for allowing all of that divine love light energy, all the intelligence, all of the, you know, the information from my spirit guides, from that realm, from, you know, the veil is so thin when you get into that beautiful place, isn't it?
It's really thin.
Yeah. It was just so, it was absolutely, and I saw my grandmothers, I saw, you know, them around me. And one in particular, as soon as I thought about her, it was like, ding, it
yeah,
was really, really, it's such a connection. Yes.
It is, and you're lucky because you have the third eye and you trust the images that comes, and you know that these images is not just images, because it's actually the beings. It is your grandparents. But many people sense the presence, because this sensing is one of our really strong parts of our sensory system, and also in relationships, in creating a relationship with our parents and the surroundings. But actually, when we feel the presence, is as real as when we see it.
Yes.
So I often talk about the sensing part, because people, they really want to see, but if they want to see and cannot sense, they have problems receiving the love. But you can receive both the love and you can see at the same time. So you have your clear seeing, and clear feeling, as in the same. They work together, and that's really good, because that's a much more whole experience of the presence of the spirit world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.
And that's very, very nice to hear.
And you can, you know, it's like, you can build that up.
You can
work on your intuition and on your clairsentience and your clairvoyance,
yes,
all your clairs, because we all have them. It's just that we don't use them, you know. But some people are more visual, You know, I'm quite visual because I imagine a lot, and I do that during my I imagine my where I want to be in my manifestations with, but I do that with the feeling of the heart. So the two marry, the two join together to make that so powerful, you know? But others might hear, they might they might hear the voice, you know, and there's so many ways. It's or just a knowing. And knowing, you know, that that's there as well. It's so many ways that they can do it, but it's just beautiful. And I think that we carry that. We're going to carry that all day and into the next few days. We carry that feeling.
Yeah, it's a strong healing when all of your teams are working together and you're connected. It's like you're aligned with the connection. Then the healing energy and the guidance can come in much more strongly within your system. So it will strengthen your intuition. It will strengthen your feeling of belonging and also the feeling of being you in your life in the way that suits you best. And when I see that, it's more like what suits your soul best. So it's not the ego and what you feel is, I should have this and this. It's more like a being where you're really just, you're the knowing that you are a powerful creature full of love in a world that really both supports you and also needs your presence because we are here to be present. It's
Right.
how the soul can interact with the physical world. That's when we are present with the soul in the world. And spirit guides help us to have that contact. And that's also where we can create and manifest very intense because the power of our soul is connected with the power of the divine. And it's a very manifestive
Is it, yeah.
power.
In the power of now, it's in the divine moment of now, isn't it? And that it's that oneness with all of the multi dimensions. It's that oneness. It's so powerful. It's absolutely beautiful. Yes.
It is. And I would also say after a guided healing meditation, meditations that can help you very much further with your own development.
Once again, Matsya, thank you. Thank you so much for your unique, special connection to the divine and for sharing that and your divine wisdom, sharing it with us. So thank you for being back again on the Great Awakening Show.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure, and I'm so happy and lucky that it's a possibility. Thank you very much.
Lovely.